Blog Talk Radio.
You see me, I be work. You see me, do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the care for my ta. Join me, I deserve you. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, man, you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in a righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believe all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You see me, I be work. You see me, do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk out, nah. Before the table turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the street.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a special guest tonight. Helen Brown. Yes. Miami, Florida. Red Velvet. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes. I've been watching wrestling since I was in third grade. So I've been a long, long time wrestling fan. Always watching.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Who did you idolize in the wrestling business during that time?
Growing up, I was watching wrestling around the time of the 2000s when the millennium started. So, I really got to watch, wrestlers like Lita, The Rock, Stone Cold, Gail Kim, Trish, a lot of women, I was idolized by them. They really influenced me to get it started in the wrestling business.
Yes, definitely a fun time right there to be a wrestling fan in the millennium.
Yes, it was a good time. A lot was going on at that time.
Yes. Are you a model before pro wrestling?
Before I started pro wrestling, I was actually and still am a professional dancer as well. I do modeling here and there. I started when I was about 8, and I'll do a couple photo shoots here and there, but I mainly did professional dance before I started wrestling.
Awesome. Also, you have an athletic background before wrestling also?
Yeah. Before wrestling, I did a couple fitness training, personal training. Like I said before, dance. I did MMA and boxing because it runs my family. My daddy introduced me to it. So I've always been very athletic, always. I can't stand still, so I always got to keep moving.
Awesome. And who are your wrestling trainers?
My wrestling trainers right now, I started with Puerto Rican wrestler La Rosa Negra, and I'm currently training right now at Fighting Evolution Wrestling with JB Cool and Mr. Alex Solmanji.
Oh, awesome. And also, what are your memories of your first debut match?
I had my first debut match March 24th of this year. I had the honor of working with TNA Knockout Rebel for my debut match, which was pretty awesome. I was a little nervous because it was my first time, you know, paced around in the locker room a bit, but what I felt when I walked out, the way the crowd reacted was amazing. And you know, it was a great match. Pope from TNA, who does commentary right now, was the guest referee, and you know, it was definitely an amazing experience. And the feeling I felt when I first stepped out was what reassured me that wrestling is definitely what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. You know, I had the luxury of having my debut match with a lot of very talented superstars like Teddy Long and WWE Hall of Famer Ron Simmons. So, I mean, I don't think it gets any better than that. You know, I got a lot of feedback, a lot of advice, a lot to soak in for a debut match. But, I mean, I'm so blessed, super blessed. So definitely I won't forget that, my debut match.
Right. You was in the right place at the right time.
Of course. Always. Always.
Any thoughts of you working with Jade from TNA?
Yeah, I had a match with her back in September. I did a three-way match. It was with her and with Rebel once again. Amazing match, amazing workers. You know, we had one hell of a match, you know. They're super talented, and Jade is a very great leader, definitely talented superstar. She knows what she's doing. I learned a lot from that experience. So, once again, I can't fail to mention how blessed I am to have worked with them. You know, I also, that match was later turned into a title match, and I took the Fighting Evolution Wrestling Women's Championship that night. So, once again, a night I will never forget. Both of them, very great athletes. Thumbs up to them.
Awesome. I definitely see some of your work with also Angel Rose. That was actually good work right there. That you worked with her and put her over. What's your thoughts of Angel Rose?
Angel Rose is another great worker, super talented girl. I did have the pleasure of working with her at Ignite. Down in Fort Pierce. Another great match. She's super, super talented. She makes you feel very comfortable working with her, you know. She's great. She's great. Very good wrestler.
What are your thoughts on meeting Teddy Long and working with him also?
Where can I even start with Teddy? His history of knowledge blows my mind. He is the most kind-hearted person that I've had the luxury of coming across. Super humble. He's always so open to, you know, giving the knowledge that he has to us younger generation, and he lets me pick at his brain, so it's amazing. He's really actually been there, you know, every step of the way through my career as of now, and I can't say, you know, I don't know where I'd be. He's super, super good.
Yes, I definitely a legendary manager, even personality, and definitely the one of the longest reigning GMs in the WWE SmackDown brand.
Yeah, he's a walking book of knowledge. Anyone who stumbles upon him and gets to pick at his brain is, you know, you got it.
Right, definitely. What's your memories of working with Santana, Garrett, and Ivory, Robin, and I think that was a four-way match.
It was a three-way.
Yes,
it was a three-way match for CWE. It was a good experience. It was one of my first triple threats before I actually faced off with Rebel and Jade. Santana's very active in the business, so working with her was a pleasure. Ivory as well. You know, they both have a lot of experience. Super down to earth, super down and eager to work with new wrestlers. Super approachable. So that was a great experience. It was a great match. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I would love to work with them again.
Also, what's your thoughts of the WWE wrestling product?
The product is going very good. I think every day they're working on getting better and better, and just expanding their brand, which is amazing. And I love the direction that they're taking the women. That is really inspirational to me and what keeps me going. They're really putting an emphasis on women as equals and as not divas anymore, but athletes, you know. I see the hard work ethic that they have, and I admire that about them. And I'm all for what they're doing right now. I really like the direction that they're taking. You know, I see myself in the long run, you know, working for them one day. I like what they're doing. I agree with what they're doing, and I would love to be a part of that one day.
Yes, definitely. They on fire, definitely with NXT. They have a lot of women there also. Yeah. Before they go
yes,
on
they
the
have, Hello?
Yes, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, they have a talent. They definitely have Athena there also as Amber Moon, and definitely and the former Jazza Arivi, they've been on this show in the past. That's now Aaliyah that, in NXT. She's been working hard with Kana about the car, known as Asuka. Also, yeah, her when she I was naming her when she was wrestling on the Indies and in Japan also.
Yeah, their NXT is doing a great job with the girls.
Definitely, and Triple H has been a doing a good job, and he believes in women's wrestling. And it seems like there's way more opportunity over there now for them branding out to Raw and SmackDown. And it's like tons of spots to be called up to the main roster for the NXT, because they still haven't brought in the other woman that they signed already, and they still working on their character and everything until they get on NXT. It's like it's the place to be, also, definitely.
Definitely. I agree with you.
All right. And do you also watch the TNA product also?
I do. I like to watch different companies, because every company has something different to offer. So I definitely like to look around and see what else is out there. You know, you can't just look at one product, because you can't have tunnel vision. You got to see it all and every different angles. Always got to keep your opportunities open. You know, I never know where I'm going to be at the end of the day when it comes to wrestling with any one of these companies. So definitely got to educate myself on every different product that's out there.
Yes. Definitely, including even the Women of Honor in Ring of Honor also.
Yes,
I think they're going to be having more exposure coming in to the beginning of next year also, and possibly they'll debut the Ring of Honor women's belt also soon also.
Yeah. I also heard that they're. I'm sorry?
Go right ahead.
No, adding to what you were saying, I was just saying that, yeah, I heard that they were going to have a women's tournament. So I think that's an awesome idea that they have coming up for WWE.
Yes, definitely. And I just hope that goes through also. Right there, they can do like a 32 women's tournament.
Yeah.
And do you also watch the Women of Lucha Underground also?
Yes, of course. I have to watch it all, but the women in Lucha Underground as well, man, they're super talented, and what they're doing too is just adding to, you know, the movement of women and being just seen as athletes. So I admire each and every one of them. They're really getting the job done.
Right. And definitely have an opportunity to work with the men also.
Yeah. You know, also my trainers, they teach lucha style as well, so, you know, I'm also getting familiar working under a hood. So it's just awesome to watch while you're learning as well.
Right. Definitely, it's a lot of lucha libre talent out there also. Even at the CMLO and AAA also. Women also, even in Japan, Japan and the UK, like groups like Stardom, and yeah, there's just a lot of opportunities out here. Do you see yourself one day working for Shine and Shimmer?
Oh, of course. Definitely. I've watched a couple of the matches and just the women that they bring on, and I really like where they're going. It's my goal right now. I'm in a great position for success, to get there, and definitely see myself doing Shine and Shimmer.
Yes.
There's a lot of women that are currently now in TNA and other promotions as well that are on there, and it's a good place to be, and I will get there.
Right. Yeah, it's so many women's companies, even indie women companies around the United States also, that's been doing good also in the Midwest, East Coast, Southwest, even West Coast also. With her,
yeah.
Graham, yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have interest in going to Canada also? Their women's group, Feminine. Fatal.
Yes. Yep. Anywhere that there's an opportunity, mark my words, you will see me there.
Yes, it's like so much women opportunities. I'm surprised that Lifetime Network not interested in a women's promotion. I think they should also.
Definitely agree. I think
right.
The women are stepping it up, and we deserve to show what we have and that we can keep up with the men.
Right. Definitely. Even with the having the women now main event also, their pay-per-views, and sometimes for Raw television also. We've seen it on Impact Wrestling also, with the main event, and it's definitely room for them also to be on the same level as the guys also.
Yeah, I'm down, and I'm open for anything that's just offering opportunity for women,
right.
As long as they don't exploit it like GLOW, I'm
right.
Down for it.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it was one thing. It was something similar like GLOW also. That was around and not that long ago. Maybe like four years ago. I forgot the young dude that won the Powerball, and he had he signed a lot of indie women, and Lacey Von Erich, to do something similar like GLOW. I just forgot the
name
of it.
Yeah, it was the guy in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they was actually good talent also, but he did it. He can't bring back the '80s like they used to do right there with the skits. They want to see like their own, let the women be themselves and tell a story.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think it was what you're talking about right now, Wrestlicious, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's
I
it
think,
right there, yeah.
Yeah, so we got it.
Right. Yeah, but I heard that he made bad decisions on doing that instead of trying to get a women's indie promotion going with women being there, being themselves, and I started these glow characters, it would have worked out much better.
Yeah, you're. I mean, yeah, I agree with you.
Right. Any memories of trying out for Tough Enough?
Yeah, Tough Enough is actually the push I needed to really assert myself that wrestling is what I wanted to do. Because when I started the trial for Tough Enough, I hadn't wrestled for that long. And at first, I was disappointed I didn't get called to the show, but it was actually a blessing in disguise because that's what pushed me towards getting in a school and starting my training full time. So that was a great experience. Definitely got a lot of good feedback off of that. The fans reacted very well to it. They liked it. And it was great. I mean, you know, you get some, you don't get some, but every experience is a learning experience.
Right. You definitely have the talent, being a beautiful woman also. And
Thank you.
And yes, definitely that fits the WWE system, definitely.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome. And I wish, what's your thoughts of seeing also during that time the Tough Enough reality show?
The show, it was different. I know that they wanted to have a different approach to it. I liked it. It was different the way they went about it, you know, with the challenges and the deliberations at the end. It was good. I think I wish it would have been a little longer maybe because I felt like the episodes were a little short and we didn't really see them really like doing as much training. It could have been showed more, in my opinion, I wish. But it was a good show. It was a good run.
Yes, definitely, a lot of people really wanted Patrick Clark to win the whole series, but it was a lot of feedback on the judges get rid of him, and so they gave him a developmental deal, also.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think that happens a lot with TV shows because sometimes the audience falls in love with a certain person, but the judges or whoever else has to make the decision isn't in full agreement. But just like other shows, when it's a lot of competition involved, you may not be the principal winner, but you definitely walk out with a lot of opportunities, which I think is what happened to Patrick. You know, at the end of the day, it's a competition. You're going to have one winner, you know, but it doesn't stop there. So, you know, I thought it was good for him. He might not have won the show, but he ended up with a deal. So, once again, a blessing in disguise for him and a learning experience.
And definitely on, yes, definitely on NXT, definitely.
Yes.
Yes, and I've seen him, Patrick Clark, develop, and he's from a local indie promotion in Maryland where he trained at since he was 18, and he was the most experienced one on Tough Enough along with Chelsea Green.
Yes.
And he was another one that also I gave him his first interview for Wrestling X Factor.
Nice.
And this show has been a good luck charm for a lot of talent that later on went to sign with WWE, Ring of Honor, and TNA.
Yeah. So we'll see when I'll hit you up, because if you're, this show's a good luck charm, then you'll have to give me a second interview, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Yes, what's your thoughts of Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair match, cage match?
One word, speechless. Left me speechless. I actually, I was in tears for that match for a lot of reasons. The women are taking it up a notch, and I admire them both as athletes, you know, and how they've blossomed and grown so much in a short period of time. They're really doing a great job at leading the movement. But that match was, it brought me to tears. It was great. I got all emotional watching it. It was amazing. It was definitely sets the bar for all of us women who want to get there, you know, and keep doing first, you know, first cage matches and all that, doing main events. Definitely, it's great to be led by them, and, you know, they're paving the way. So you can tell they're putting in a lot of the hard work, especially behind the scenes, what people don't see. But the finished product, they're doing amazing. I'm very fortunate to be wrestling around this time with women like that.
Right. I will say, if this was the Attitude Era, or with WWE, one of their eras with Brock Lesnar, first debut, I think, it would have had a chance of seeing Charlotte Juice just like her dad, Ric Flair.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know I heard around the campfire that she really wanted to Juice doing the match also, but the company turned it down.
Did she wanted to do what? I'm sorry.
She wanted to be more extreme with even if it meant for her to bleed like her dad. In the Hell in a Cell.
Yes.
Yeah, because they have restrictions now in WWE also. On any talent that bleeds, they have the medical staff out there to deal with their cuts, or they just let them continue to go during the match without any stoppage.
I mean, I don't really know much about that concept, really, so.
Right.
If she wanted to do it, you know, I mean, I can't agree or disagree with her.
Right.
I think they're all just trying to take precaution. So, I mean, they know what they're doing. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, they since they a public size company also, and they want to cater to more the young audience. Yeah.
Yeah, especially now that they've made it PG, you know,
right.
a lot has changed, but it's changed for the better. I don't think it takes away from what they're doing now at all.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. And we see more of Triple H involvement also on the main roster with more given more talent from other companies to come right in on to the main roster also and work their style of the matches also.
Yeah, I think he has his eyes set on opportunity, And
right.
And I love it. I love he's open to opportunity to anyone.
Right. And definitely they find I think Triple H Vince finally gave Triple H leeway for since AJ and Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson came in, they get to keep their names that they worked their hard to keep in other organizations. And that doesn't start at all.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah. That actually paved the way for other talent to come in later on to keep their names, like Rich Swann and others. And I think that was a great decision right there.
Yeah, I agree. I think they've worked so hard and the audience is already touched by them and attached to them. So they built a good career with it, then why not? It goes both ways. It works.
Right.
And then sometimes you got to change it up.
Right. And I think Vince went back to the way the company did in the 80s and 90s with wrestlers coming from territories or other companies that made a big name and they come in with their name value. And it really works. So everybody, they can get more of their following to follow them when they come into the company also.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your upcoming shows? You want to plug for the fans out there?
If I want to what for the fans?
Any upcoming shows?
Yeah, I have a wrestling show this Sunday, Fighting Evolution Wrestling's The People Show, first ever show where the audience is completely in control, the fans are in control. They pick the type of match and who gets to be involved in that match. So it's a great show, super interesting. Everybody really gets a kick out of it. So I get to be a part of that. And December 10th, we got a really big holiday show coming. Lots of superstars going to be on that show, be defending my title. You know, we have superstars like Rikishi coming, the most famous James Ellsworth that everyone's talking about right now, Too Cold Scorpio, and Teddy Long, of course. Crime Time, I'm sorry. The list goes on. It's going to be a great show. And once again, I'm blessed to be a part of it and to just be on the card with such influential superstars.
Yes. You're going to definitely kill that show also.
Of course. I serve it up at every show. If you ain't watching,
right,
you got to start watching because I always serve it up. Straight out of your mama's kitchen, you know.
Hell yeah. How did it feel that first? I know that with a lot of young fans out there supporting you, that to come up to you more and more when you first debut, and how much that meant to you.
I love the fans, each and every one of them. The younger crowd, really, they make me emotional because I love kids. So just to see that I can inspire them and make them want to be greater and want to be, you know, something, just it lights me up. It's the reason why I step out there every single time for them, you know, and not just the little ones. The big ones, they're out of control. They're amazing. You know, they really cheer you on and they'll really pump you, you know, when you're down. So I love the fans. I think that's the biggest reason why I wrestle, because not only do they have a connection with me, but I get to to get a connection with each and every one of them. And whichever crowd, little, big, the older ones, the grandpas, all of them, whoever I can inspire and just get them on this velvet voyage, then I know I've done my job. I love it. I love my fans, all of them.
Yes. Definitely. You've been working your ass out in every match, and just drawing more as a wrestler also. And I wish you all the success.
I mean,
yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just think you have to select a dream to fulfill. And some of us have so many dreams swirling in our minds that we don't know where to start. But others are unable to put, some people are not able to put their finger on one. But if you believe you can achieve, you just got to ask for help, adjust your life as necessary, set a deadline, you know, tell others. And the most important is you got to stay focused, you know. I think to everyone out there, if you want to get something done, the only person that stops you is you. You know, by taking one step, you're already making a change. You got to be the change. Put your ass to work. Everybody wants to be famous, but nobody wants to put in the work. You got to put in the work. Like Kevin Hart says,
right.
You know.
True that. Little man Kevin Hart. Grown little man. Yes. Red Velvet, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show. Anytime.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I was really looking forward to it, you know. And I want to thank everyone who's listening in now for being a part of the interview along with me. And I can't wait to be back. And I want to see every single fan at the shows. If you can make it, you can make it. So watch me serve it up. Follow me on my velvet voyage. Join in. Become the captains with me. And I just want to say thank you to all of you guys who are listening in. And thank you, Wayne, for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. And you have a good night, definitely.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Red Velvet. Yes, if you want to download this episode also, it'll be available in the next several hours at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or at Facebook fan page Wrestling It Factor Radio Show for the latest archives also and for this episode. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
You see me, I be work. You see me, do me, dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my ta. Drive me, I deserve it. Nothing to have you lurking. You make a like, man, you don't like it. You know I dealt with you tonight. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believe all of your dreams are the real. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I need.
ever been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You see me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and get me out of work, 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 work.
It's me up there, work, 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 work.